Hey there, digital detoxers. Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of tech addiction and burnout. Ever find yourself scrolling mindlessly late into the night, even when you're exhausted? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where screens are basically our new best friends, but let's be real, sometimes they can become a bit clingy. Today's episode is all about something that affects us all breaking free from emotional eating cycles. Let's face it, food and feelings have a tangled relationship, like a messy knot you just can't untangle. We often turn to snacks for comfort, stress relief, or even boredom, but that cycle can quickly become unhealthy and leave us feeling worse than before. It's like trying to patch a leaky roof with duct tape. It might work temporarily, but eventually the damage will keep coming back. So how do we break this cycle? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your relationship with food and feel truly nourished. 1. Recognize your triggers. Think about those moments when you crave junk food as it's stress at work, a break, or even just a plain boring Tuesday afternoon. Once you identify your emotional triggers, you can start taking steps to manage them in healthier ways. Think about what makes you reach for that bag of chips. Is it the taste? The texture? Or are you trying to distract yourself from something else? It's like solving a mini mystery. Understanding your own patterns is key. 2. Find alternative outlets. Instead of grabbing a sugary treat when stress hits, try going for a walk, listening to your favorite music, or even calling a friend. There are tons of healthy ways to cope with emotions without resorting to food. Think about it like this. You wouldn't reach for a Hummer every time you felt frustrated, right? So why use food as your default coping mechanism? 3. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your body and what it's truly telling you. Are you actually hungry, or are you just bored, anxious, or tired? Learning to differentiate between physical hunger and emotional cravings is a game changer. Imagine eating with all your senses engaged: the smell of freshly baked bread, the taste of juicy fruit, the texture of crunchy vegetables. This mindful approach can help you savor each bite and prevent overeating. 4. Fuel your body. Focus on nourishing your body with whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. These foods provide sustained energy and keep your blood sugar levels stable, reducing those pesky cravings. Think of it as investing in your well-being. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, would you? Your body deserves the best fuel. 5. Be kind to yourself. It takes time to break old habits and develop new ones. Don't get discouraged if you slip up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Think of this journey like a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, but the important thing is to keep going and celebrate your progress along the way. Now, let me share a quick story that might resonate with you. I used to be a notorious emotional eater. If I was stressed or bored, I'd automatically reach for a bag of chips or a slice of cake. One day, I realized I was eating out of habit, not actual hunger. So I started making small changes. Swapping out chips for fruit, taking mindful walks instead of scrolling through social media, and practicing self-compassion when cravings hit. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly things started to shift. My energy levels increased, my stress decreased, and I felt more in control of my eating habits. Remember, breaking free from emotional eating cycles is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep moving forward one mindful bite at a time. You've got this. So what are you going to do differently today? Will you swap out that bag of chips for a piece of fruit? Take a mindful walk outside? Let me know in the comments below. I love hearing from you guys. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a dose of digital detox wisdom. See you next time, fellow digital detoxers.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.